Queens or Brooklyn, whatever. You have to prove that.
Has your back to you, huh? That's right. My man, Rock Raider. Executioner, X-Men. Yeah, Rhythmatic, Beat Junkies. Yeah, you can call me Babs, though. Yeah.
Bust the chops.
Bust the chops. Yeah.
Of your body. That's the whole art of it, actually understanding that you're much bigger than you are. It's a demonstration of your clout. If you haven't got a dime in your pocket, the one thing you can do on Madison Avenue is spin on your head and show all the white honkies moving out of the Chase Manhattan Bank on the lunchtime and say, well, hell, beat that. And if you can't, here's my cap. Give me a few dollars.
You listening to my man Rock Raider from the X-Men. Do that shit.
A friend of mine introduced me to a guy who I met on the street somewhere down Fifth Avenue. He told me about an incredible scene that was happening, not in Manhattan, but out in a suburb known as the South Bronx. And he said, if I'd like, I could come down on a Saturday night where they were holding a big party and I would see something that couldn't possibly have ever existed in England. And I decided to actually pitch up with him on Saturday night. Upon arriving, the party, unknown to me, I thought it was going to be inside a house, was actually out in the open, in a wasteland, surrounded by these huge fired-out condominiums. And there, in the midst of it, it was about 1,000 kids, and I couldn't believe it. I was very, very worried, being the only white guy there, and the cab driver gave me the signature that I should put my dollars in my socks. Nevertheless, I escorted myself across the road with this guy and made my way through the crowd, pushing and shoving, until I got to the deck where the music was coming from. Shook hands with a huge fat guy, who later became known to me as a guy called Africa Bambaataa. And what I witnessed was a various group of different young kids who were popping in and out amongst the decks, messing about with records. Now, as far as I could see, it was extraordinary because the sound coming out was totally inarticulate. It was a load of rough noises, noises that sounded a little like a guitar, but had a sort of like a concrete chisel sound, right? And the sound, I realized, was actually coming from the way they were messing around with their hands on the decks, moving records backwards and forwards.
Family. I'd like to thank all the engineers for making this record. I'd like to thank you for buying this record. But finally, I'd like to thank all the Buffalo girls out there. So until the next time, I say peace to you and everybody out there. Coming from the world famous Supreme Team with Mr. Malcolm McLaren.
Browns, Brownsville.